Okay, today we are going to discuss Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph. We're going to discuss the transferring of definitions of actions in various halakha contexts. As we'll see, sometimes what is, let's say, for example, kosher in one area of halakha might not be considered kosher in another area of halakha. And sometimes the Gemara, the Rishonim, mix and match, and that sometimes is the Shaka Vatarya in the Gemara itself. So we're going to first focus on kosher, and then maybe a couple of the other malachas if there is time. So again, the Gemara starts off that we're going to talk about on Kuf Aleph Mabez. The Gemara here is discussing the case of the boats. Case of the boats. The Mishnah had said on Daf Kuf Mabez, boats that are tied to each other, you're allowed to be metaltel from one to the other, because it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? They're tied to each other, but if they're not tied to each other, even if they're next to each other, ain metaltel mizulazu. You cannot be metaltel, because they're not exactly together, and there's a Rosh Hashanah in between. Rashi says, Hefsek Carmelis Mifreshi Ahadadi. Right, there's a Carmelis, the Yam is called the Carmelis, and the Carmelis is in between these two Rosh Hashayachids. Ba'anan Bo'gwina Lama Gemara, as we'll see, Shfido Shal B'Shnei B'nei Adam, and through an Erev, you can be Metaltel. Okay, but anyway, so we have the case of the boats being tied together or not. So the Gemara here on Daf Kuf Aleph Mabez quotes this halacha, and Shmuel says, V'yafilu kshiros bechut hasarval, even if they are tied with a very thin string, bechut hasarval, says the Gemara, hey chidami, what's the case? What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Idi yachal amidon, if the string is strong enough to hold them together, so then pshita, that's obvious. Anything that holds them together. Idein yachal amidon, and if the string cannot hold them together, am I, that it should be ki'ilu, they're not tied together, because the string is very weak. So what does this mean? What's Shmuel telling us? Really, it's a case of yachol hamidon. It can hold them together. Ushmuel la fuki midanafshi kasi. And what Shmuel is just emphasizing that this halacha is different than another area of halacha. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalos, kshara b'davar hamida. If I tied an anchor to a boat with something that is ma'amid it, maybe la tuma. So then the tuma can be brought from the anchor to the boat. Bedavar shein ma'amida ain maybe la tuma. But something that's not ma'amid it ain maybe la tuma. It cannot bring the tuma. That is all the Mishnah says in Ahalos in the 8th Perek without explaining it. Just that one line. The Gemara there has a list of items that are maybe as a tuma. So one of them is, kosher as a sfina bedavar sheyachol hamida. If I tied a boat with something that could be mamidit, so then mevia is a tuma. What exactly is the case that the Mishnah is referring to? So that's the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi has the girsa that we have. Let's just continue reading the Gemara first. Va'amar Shmuel. Shmuel comments about this Mishnah. V'ushak shur bishal shalashol. What does that mean? Ma'amid esha, ma'amid esha davar, davar ha-ma'amida. That's talking about metal, because metal is very strong. If the anchor is tied to the boat with a chain of metal, so then it brings tuma. Then it brings tuma, meaning if the anchor becomes tameh, Rashi says, "Emhaya rosho echad kashur ba'ol ameis." The anchor is in a under a roof with a dead body. So then maybe tuma lekelam shebesfina ulesfina atzva. So then everything transfers. Why? Because the metal is what we have. We know the principle of cherev hariyu kachalol. As the word continues, lenyin tuma udechsev bchalol cherev hariyu kachalol in avolenyin shabbos kibud yachol abida filu bechut sarval. When it comes to holding the boats together, any little string that holds it together. But regarding tuma, we have the principle of cherev hariyu kachalol. A sword is like a dead body. What does that mean? Usually, tuma goes down. An avi avos makes an av makes a rishon makes a sheni makes a shlishi, etc. But when it comes to certain tumas, very few, there is a transfer the same level. So we have that by Mishkav Azov, they're both avos, but we have it here too. If a metal touches, becomes avi avos, if a metal touches a dead body, that metal is avi avos hatuma. It's as if it's the dead body. So here too, if the cherev is in the Oal HaMeis, so Rashi says that it is considered like the dead body itself. And last Rashi, Eino Ragel HaMeid Bakal Midid Mateches, and maybe Latuma. Let's just read the next line. Rashi explains that the anchor, the metal, is considered avi avos, so then it transfers to the boat, which is an av can make the kelim in the boat into rishons, because a rishon could only become tameh, like a person, from an avatoma. So Rashi says the whole discussion here is about cherev harei kachalo. So when Shmuel says only strings, but not metal chains, it's because metal chains is the only thing that applies to cherev harei kachalo, and a string wouldn't apply in that case. So that is what Shmuel is being machadesh when he says here, that by on Shabbos, even if they're tied with chutas arval, that's telling us la afuke hilchas tuma, which would only apply to metal. That itself, derech agav, we're not having the shir on charev harig chalal, is a machlokas rishonim. Whether the principle of charev harig chalal only applies to metal or not, so that itself is a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam discusses this with the Ravid and Rashi and Tosfos and Nazir, but the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tumas Meis, Kalim Shenitbu B'Meis, Bein B'Maga, Bein B'Ohel, Hare Hein L'Nogea B'Hen, K'Nogea B'Meis Atzmo, Kalim that became Nitma B'Meis, Kalim that touched a dead body, or was in the same Ohel as a dead body, they become like the Meis Atzmo, Ma Meis Mitame HaNogea Bo, Bein Adam, Bein Kalim Tumas Shiva, just like the Meis itself creates Tumas Shiva for whoever touches it, Af Kalim Shenitbu B'Meis, Hein B'Kain, Vahakelim o ha'adam shika bentamento mashiva. Shneamar b'chalal cherev o v'meis. V'pi ha'shmu alamdu sh'acherev k'meis. Based on the pasuk in Chukas, the cherev is like the meis. V'hu adin l'shar kelim. Bein kli matchus, bein kli shetef u'begadim. So the Rambam holds that it's not only kli mateches. Not only kli mateches. Any kli shetef, any kli begadim. The Ravid argues, Amar anu ein lono ela b'cherev o b'chiburin b'shar kelim. V'chol mikros inu ela b'chiburin. While it's still attached. But if it's not attached anymore, only metal. So again, that's the shita of Rashi here. But Tosfos does not like that daya because it's not really a parallel. Of course, the reason that the contrast in the Gemara is only any string by Shabbos versus Dafka if it's tied with a metal chain, it's not really exactly parallel. Tosfos asks a few questions. Lo yitachin chada to my kamer lafukim de Shmuel. Ma shaycha halav de Shmuel. The hasam mishum cherev arik chalal. V'lo mishum kshira. It's not that it's a contrast of tying this and tying that. That's a separate din of cherev arik chalal. Nothing to do with that. It's not parallel. It's not, doesn't have to be a contrast. It's apples and oranges. V'oda ma'ik tani kshara afilu ashalshals munachas alasfina. Nothing to do with kshira, even if it's just munach on the boat. Below kshira tameya. V'oda d'lashmina behed yacharev ikacholo. V'loshen havoas tuma. But the language of the Mishnah there, b'davar ha'ma'amida mevi latuma. That's cherev ikacholo. So therefore, the Rashbam gives a totally different shot of the Gemara. He takes out the whole girsa of cherev harik ikacholo. The issue is not about Tuma in that regard, but it is about metal keeping the boat stationary. That if two things are under the boat, Kalim and this, and Mace, so if it's held together very strongly and it's not moving, then that is a real Ohel. And that's strong. That's for for Tumah. But for Shabbos, even if it's not held as strongly together, that's the pshat of the Rashbam. But near the Rashbam, Tolo Garcia, maybe Las Atuma, Elamavia, Esa Tumah. Umishnahi v'chulu v'ish mitachteh. There's a boat v'ish mitachteh meis mitzad echad v'tara mitzad acher. T'lo chashivi ohel kivan sheminane im tamid. But if it's barzel, metal, or anything else strong, it's not dafka metal. Shakshur b'chozek ad she'ena misna'az zazam im koma. So then it is enough. So machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. But Rashi tries to compare. It's not really comparing kosher, but he expands that Shmuel is telling us something in Hilchos Shabbos about Kshira, and over there about Kshira, even though it's not really about Kshira, it's about Cherev Harik Chalal. But again, it opens up the Pesach for us to discuss a little bit the using similar principles in different areas of Halacha. So Rashi is talking about kosher. Tosfos doesn't like the parallel, but it is used. We have a parallel discussion in Achronim regarding kosher also in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Tefillin. Right, kosher comes up in a few places. Again, our Gemara has it by Tumah possibly and by Shabbos, but there's also a discussion of Shabbos and Tumah. We know there's a machlokas rishonim between Rabbeinu Eliyahu miPariz and Rabbeinu Tam. Does one have to tie their tefillin every day? We don't. We don't tie our tefillin every day. We wrap our tefillin every day. But the knots on our tefillin in the back of our head or on the arm, that the tefillin are tied to the boxes, those knots, those are kavua. We pass them like Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't have to tie it every day. Rabbeinu Eliyahu miPariz says uksharta means you have to tie it every day. That's quoted in a number of places. The Seder Hadoros, right, 1800s, one of the Gaulim in the 1800s, who wrote an encyclopedia of personalities and a few stories about each one of them, writes on page 208, he quotes an apocryphal story about Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And he quotes Shal Rabbi Yaakov El Hanavi, that Rabbeinu Yaakov, meaning Rabbeinu Tam, once saw a navi and says, "Hey, kosher and kesher shall tillin." Imtzarach lekasher b'chol yom odai behiduk. Imtzarach hiduk v'kshira. V'anavi karav miyad lefreim es matatron. He had this vision and he says, "Well, Moshe Rabbeinu is here, so why don't he ask Moshe Rabbeinu?" So okay, he asks Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yarer Rabbeinu tam kari. V'yomar Moshe, and Moshe answers him that no, like Rabbeinu Elio is right. And Rabbeinu Tam says, "Moshe ta'isa, you made a mistake." Ki a kesher ain't tzarach b'chol yom. Ela hiduk v'lo b'shal roshi, ela b'shal yad. Tichsevu k'shartem la'osa yadecha. Ana Moshe berovan v'sanuso. Ani omer le'mitzvah tzarach shira b'chol yom. Aval lo la'akev. Heishu Rabbeinu Tam, chiyiz ha'mitzvah izu. Lo la'akev ela mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is it that is only l'chadchila? Right, maybe you say that you can't have a lechatchila when it comes to daraisas, right? That's a separate discussion. That's what it sounds like from that line. Hey, Shem Moshe. Moshe answers back to him. No, it doesn't have to be done every day. And it goes back and forth until at the end, Rabbeinu Tam gets angry. At shachar apos Rabbeinu Tam v'yamad al raglo v'yikra b'kol gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu raid v'chein tzokim opamid at shiyor Moshe Rabbeinu b'yeshiva v'yomer Rabbeinu Tam ani omer she'ein l'kshar kesher shaltum b'chol yom v'shalot tzivisazeh b'torah shekibaltam yekadosh baruch hu v'hodem Moshe Rabbeinu l'dvarav. That's the story. So Reb Chaim, when he saw this sefer, and the author wanted an askama from Reb Chaim, he said it's a great sefer, but that paragraph is apikarsus. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe emes besaraso emes. That page is apikarsus. It's very dangerous to say. But either way, that's the machlokas Rabbeinu Elio and Rabbeinu Tam about tying each day. So that's background. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he discusses, you know, sometimes somebody borrows somebody else's tefillin for a day, so they're too big, they're too small, so they'll adjust the straps, and then they'll put it back to what it was before, and because that's what's appropriate if you borrow somebody's tefillin. Says the Avnei Nezer and Aruch Chaim, Simukuf Pei Gimel, maybe there's a problem by that kshira. Why? Because we know in Hilchos Shabbos, Kesher Shachayim has to be at least for 24 hours. To be a kshira daraisa has to be able to last, or kavanah to last for 24 hours. While here, by the tefillin, ukshartam, kshira, and he undoes it right after he davens. L'didan de lo kayim alon k'rabein Eliyo. Ein yotzei b'tefillin ela b'kesher shakayama, kimo b'shabbos, to l'chashel kesher kayama, you use the kesher that's been a kesher for a long time. Vahani de nasvi tefillin shalachirim, umishan and akesher lefi midas rosham, lav shaper avdi, ta bailim yishanu, achar kacha kesher lefi midas rosham. Because the bailim, within 24 hours, is going to get it back to their midah. Nimsa rishon lo havi shal kayam of lo yotei chavaso. Umitzvah lefarsi madavar. Maybe the person put it on in the morning also, because you undid his, and then you're going to have yours undone. So the Avnei Nezer says, it's a problem. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi is a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. The Kashuk Lover, Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, the Lumdish Tshuva Sefer in Simen Zion, he quotes this Tshuva of his Rebbe, and he says on a number of points that I don't think it is a problem. I don't think it's a problem. First of all, if you're going to put it back right away, maybe it's not even considered undone when it's undone. He quotes some ideas like that, like Omid L'Kasef, if you just stop for a second to fix the bundle, so then it's not called stopping, so to hear. Vimke Gamkana, Bailam, Matirna Kesher, Gamkana Maz Likshar, Lo Chashvinan Zehatara Klau, Vachulu. But then towards the end he says, the minhag olam is not to untie it totally, just loosen it. Who says even loosening it is an undoing? Who says it's undoing? So he says, I asked the Shem Yishmuel, I asked my Rebbe's son, the minhag olam hu rak lekatzar akesher, ola harech, aval ola hatir, umizeh nirat, the kosh yeinu matir akesher lagamir, rak shem gazar ma'arichu, bodeno kesher shaper dami, that even if you say, like the Avnei Nezer, it would be okay. He also mentions, some others mentioned, the Rav Sternbach mentioned in Shuvas Van Hagas, obviously your friend wants you to borrow it in a way that you would be yotze, right? Kind of like by the lulav on day one. Obviously, if you borrow somebody's lulav on day one, where it has to be yours, the kavana is that it's going to be yours for those few moments. Matana manas lahachsir. Has to be lachem, because he wants you to borrow it in a way that you will be yotze. And so too, here. But Rav Soloveitchik felt that the whole Avnei Nezer's basis was faulty. Because don't compare Kesher and Shabbos and Kesher and Tefillin. Who said that they're comparable? They're two very different definitions. Rav Soloveitchik writes this in the Mesorah Journal, the fifth volume of the Mesorah Journal. He says, "Pshuta nira to ain devarim nachonim baze. The nira debase halachas yish bedin shel kayama. Benogei lekesher kayama when it comes to the malacha of kosher, has two different definitions. Number one, to be inon shetei tzuras hakesher shel kayam, but the chefsa of the kesher has to be kayam. Upshat ze midine kesher to kol atzara kulahu. And that's kol atzara kula. So lefichach noi devar ze afa kesher shel tefillin. Tefillin is about the chefsa. Like kesher in many other contexts as well. Chalitza has to be a kesher. When it comes to Shabbos, there's an added halacha. Not only the chefza of the kesher, but the kavana of the gavra. Yishtin sheni yish beleches kosher the Shabbos. Hanil ma mikodem beleches machshavos. To kol shein a kesher asui lis kain lizman beruba. Eina b'chal shol kayama. Achnir pashut. To din ze, dover ze, eino shay klal din kesher to kol atzara kula. Lo len yin tfilin. Upshite eino shay le kesher shibaritzua shol sandal shol chalitza. You look by the tefillin. Is it kayama? Can it stand? Is it strong? That's kayama. When it comes to tefillin, when it comes to Shabbos, there's an added element of how long do you plan to have it stand for. But that's dafka from Melechas Machsheves, and that is not supposed to be applied elsewhere. So even though we have kosher in Shabbos, kosher and tefillin might not be the same thing. That's Rav Soloveitchik's point. That's related to our Rashi and Tosfos, where Tosfos does not like Rashi's parallel of kosher to Tumah, because it's not really a din of kosher. We have a similar discussion by Kosev, by the Malacha of Kosev. The Gemara on Shabbos, in two da from now, three da from now, called Kuf Dalid, said that it could be chayiv for writing by erasing. If I have a ches, and I erase the roof of the ches, and I'm left with two zions, I'm left with two letters, so then I could be chayiv for writing. Chayef for writing, says the that's the Gemara here on the bottom of the daf, right? Not lo legago shel ches va'aso shnei zaynin. Right, you took off the roof of the ches, you made two zayins, so you wrote two letters by erasing. That is the Gemara. If you look in the Rashba says, ah, since this is malacha on Shabbos for writing, it must be that what happens in the Torah, if you're supposed to write two Zions, and by mistake you wrote a Ches, you could just erase the top of the Ches, and that could be considered writing for Hilchos Ksivas Stam. Says the Rashba, Shaminan Tekiya Gavna Lo Mikri Chok Tochos. Oh, what's Chok Tochos? We know there are two ways of writing, Chok Tochos and Chok Yerechos. Chok Yerechos is writing the letters, like we know. Chok Tochos means I do something to the background, and memela, the letters appear memela. I don't write them. Let's say I pour ink all over the cloth, and then I erase and leave where the letters are. That you're not allowed to do. That's called Chok Tochos. You have engraved the toch, but not the letter itself, not the form of the letter itself. Or here, you might say, by erasing something and having something left, that would be Chok Tochos. Says the Rashba, no. If you see, for Hilchos Shabbos, it is called writing, so then also for Hilchos Ksivas Tam, it's called writing. Tekiya Gavna Lo Mikri Chok Tochos She'eino Ela Kemafrid Beit Shnei Osios Tevukos. You're just separating between two letters. V'chein Shenalo L'gagol Shal Dalas Faso Reish V'eino Ela Kedio Shenafal Al Gabe Ha'oz Umaviro. It's like a little ink that fell on a letter that you're clearing up. That is what the Rashba says, and the Ran is very not happy about this. The Ran here in on that daf, Lamed Zayin Aman Beis and the Daf Yarif says, no way, don't compare. Again, this is the opposite direction. Usually, Melechas Machshavos is a kula in Hilchos Shabbos. Here, it turns out to be a chumra in Hilchos Shabbos. The Ran quotes his Rebbe, the Rashba, and then says, "V'li nira de'ein mikan raya del gabi Shabbos like a kpeda bein chok tochos l'chok yerechos." It is chok tochos, which is a problem for Hilchos Ksivastam, but for Shabbos, you don't dafka nichok tochos anything. You don't dafka nichok yerechos. To kol hecha davi Melechas Machshavos b'chayev. Shafilu mochek amanas liftov chayev abamidi bina ksiva the lechzi ksiva ki agavna einlano. But to say that this is the definition of kosev in kol tarakula, that would not be something that would be acceptable. And that is, again, do you compare kosev here and kosev there? And we paskin lechumra. We paskin the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Beis, right here. That's the big simen in Hilchos Tefillin about writing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, im nafla tipas dio letocha os. What happens if some ink fell onto a letter? Ve'eino nikeres os, and the letter is no longer recognizable. Ein takana ligrar. Hadio, you can't just scratch off the ink. Vaydekach yenikara os, and then the os will be visible after that. Davi chok tochos upasol. That's puzzle. That's not writing the letter. Bishim to be inon v'kasav v'lo v'chakak. V'hu adin imtav v'kasav dalas v'makam reish obeys v'makam kaf. Right, not so common to write a ches instead of two zions. Ain takana lipchok atag l'takana os. Bishim davi kichok tochos. it's ki chok tochos, and therefore it's not allowed. So the Shulchan Aruch Paska is like the run against the Rashba. Right? The Bir Halacha says there is a Rashba. The Beis Meir says maybe you'll go like the Rashba, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others say no, that it is an Isser, this is a problem, Mida O Raisa. We had a few weeks ago, we discussed even regarding Bishul. Again, rules in different areas of Halacha. We know the Halacha by Bishul Akum is if something is edible raw, then there's no Isser Bishul Akum. Mitra Abanan. Fnechel Gamoshu Chai, there's no problem. So the Radvaz, in a tshuva, writes, oh, if there's no problem by Bishul Akum, so it must be that if it's able to be in raw, then Hilcha Shabbos, you also wouldn't be chayv. Also would be chayv. Unbelievable. Chiddush Gadol. Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Gilyoni Hashas, earlier, on Daf Chav, quotes his Radvaz and says, V'dvar pliya atzuma. What a pliya. He says, Macho ben Jusoi, ena muvan klal. Ma ze inyin l'davar, shlo despashol klal. Shalo ye bochiv al bishulo mipas shenechel moshu chai. V'imishom d'davar shenechel moshu chai, emoshim bishul akum. Shom ena tam yipting bishulo bishul, rak tenech shav shaber bishul. El ena bishul ze kiruv das. Right, it's all about Kiruv Das. It's not about the definition of Bishul. Of course it's Bishul. So again, we see Bishul also compared to different areas of Halacha. So our Gemara has Kshira. I gave another example of Kshira, the Avnei Nezer and Rav Soloveitchik. We discuss Kosev, the Rashba and the Ran. Bishul comes up. And again, we believe that all of Torah is connected. Kol Torah Kula Inyan Echad. But there are definitely Chilukim between different areas of Halacha and different contexts. Okay, we will stop here discussing definitions in other various halakhic contexts.